This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's about 22 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are from the Byrne Thompson Writers Group. Welcome, Mary Lou Spartz and Richard Stokes. Excuse me. I choked on Stokes. Nice to have you both here.
Thank you.
Byrne Thompson Writers Group. When did you form this, Mary Lou, this group?
No, I didn't. Another lady who has since moved to, I'm not sure where, but it's in Alaska.
Okay. About how long ago?
Oh, Richard, it's been what?
In the early 90s, I think, was the first budding of the group. Mm-hmm. It's changed names several times since then.
And remind us who Byrne Thompson was.
Byrne was a lady from Appalachia. She came to Juneau basically homeless and was homeless off and on during her time here. She had a master's in creative writing, and she sort of held the group together for several years. She took over and almost single-handedly held it together for 5 or 6 years. Mary Lou and I were both faithful because we liked the writing group, and also we became very faithful to Byrne just because she worked so hard. And she suffered a lot of health problems, but she was really disciplined in keeping the group together. And she passed away maybe 5 years ago.
Okay. Mary Lou, what kind of writer are you?
Well, it depends on when you read me what you think.
What do you like to write?
Well, I've done a little bit of everything, and I'm for the last decade or two, I've concentrated on poetry. So, but I've always been involved with poetry. However, I've also done plays and columns and some fiction. And so, you know, I've had a kind of a buffet of things.
Okay. How about you, Richard? What do you like to write?
I'm writing mainly poetry now. I've been writing about 40 years altogether. I'm not one of these people that started as a child. I started fairly late, but I do have about 40 years into it now. I started with prose, and I perhaps wrote a few scattered poems in the 80s. I got one published in the early 90s. I think the first one was with Poetry Omnibus here in town. And I've been pretty active since then, and I write more poetry than prose.
Okay. Thinking about the writers group, how often do you all meet, and what do your interactions look like?
Well, we have I consider it a very, very vital, vigorous writers group here. We meet twice a month, the first and third Wednesday of the month. And we meet at the downtown library. And I cordially invite anyone who is writing, and you just think of yourself as, I'm not going to share this with anybody else, to give it a second thought and maybe come and join us. We're not expecting you to participate if that's not what you want to do, but to come and see what we do. We're not harsh.
And are all the forms that we've already mentioned of writing welcome?
Yes, yes. But we do concentrate on poetry for the most part with our group. However, we do have one person who is working on a memoir, and we're very glad that she is. It's a very important piece of work.
Okay. Richard, as a person that started writing a little bit later in life, what got you to do that? What inspired you?
Alaska. When I first I enjoyed that other poem about postcards, but it reminded me of my actual start. When I drove to Alaska from Texas in 1971, I wrote my mother a postcard every morning on the trip. And that was probably more correspondence than she had ever gotten from me. And, of course, postcards are limited, but it was just about my range. And then as soon as I got to Alaska, there were a lot of things that I wanted to write about. And I think until coming here, I just never had the impulse to write. And ever since I landed in Juneau, I've had a desire to express. So,
how about you, Mary Lou? Why do you write?
Well, it's you would ask me that. I write because I find it gives me an outlet for my for what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing and what the surroundings are. Climate, of course, has a lot to do with it. And of course, if you are here for, you know, only 5 minutes, you just look around and say, oh, isn't this a beautiful place? So we do write about where we are and what our lives are like. I believe we all do that.
Okay. Richard, do you have a sample of some of your work you can share with us?
I do. I have a couple, but I'll start with this and just I'll listen for advice. This is entitled A Deeper Truth. The head of a harbor seal breaks the surface of the sea, and though the sinking sun obscures his large black eyes, I'm sure they focus on me at the water's edge. But the seal is too still. The shape is not quite right. It did not submerge even when I stood, has now morphed into a rock as the tide slips out to sea. The rock that was a seal becomes a knob on a bigger boulder, now fully exposed on the intertidal muds, a boulder hidden twice a day, but always there.
All right. Thank you for sharing. Mary Lou, if we were in the group right now on the first or third Wednesday and Richard shared a piece like that, do people listen? Do they participate? Is it a critique? Is it sharing? How's that work?
Well, we listen, and we usually ask the reader to read it more than once. And also we have a hard copy in front of us.
Oh, nice.
And then we ask usually what it is the writer would would like to have us concentrate on, look at, think about. And we incorporate that into our conversation, and then we make suggestions as to we spend a lot of time on things like commas, semicolons. you know, once in a while, a colon, which is big power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful group to get into a conversation on that end of life. And I certainly enjoy it, and we all do.
Among other things, free editing, right?
and usually fairly painless. The group is quite kind. You know, there's never any real viciousness.
Sort of like the folk fest audience of writers' groups.
Perhaps that's very well said.
Mary Lou, do you have a piece you can share with us?
Oh, I think so. I brought a light one here. I think I consider it light, since this is the political season. It's called Bringing Us Together. My Uncle Jimmy, Republican by birth, voted party line every time. He'd shout at TV news, say, "Dollars and strength is what this country needs," or, "I've had just about enough." He voted for Dewey in the 40s, said he knew in his heart Goldwater was right. On the day he died, he wasn't thinking of Taft or Lincoln. He muttered as he watched Fox News, "Just who is responsible, I'd like to know."
Thank you for sharing. Richard, do you have another one you can share with us?
Sure. This one is entitled Abstract Sympathy. On a frosty morning, four bald eagles perch in winter bare cottonwood branches. I know feathery down keeps birds warm, and perching birds channel their blood away from exposed feet. But I shiver for them, wonder how they survive. Driving downtown, I see the familiar knot of homeless people on the library's lee side. They wear a ragged collection of down, but cannot divert their circulation away from fingers, toes, and noses. While I am helpless to warm the eagles, and shouldn't, even if I could, I offer no more to my brothers and sisters.
Thank you. I think in both of your pieces, I've sort of heard this intersection of people and nature. Is that a theme that we see often in your work?
Often. And there's another piece. The bio that I've used maybe the most is Richard writes about nature, which he loves, and aging, which he's doing.
And how about you, Mary Lou? A lot of politics. You mentioned climate change earlier, I think. Or what are things that you like to write about as well?
Well, I think I do like to do Yupik and Inuit people combine the spirit of the animal and the human. Instead of the phylum that we used, which places man at the very top and whatever's at the bottom is at the bottom. So I kind of think of the world as a combination of that. But I do have one here that is not about politics.
Please.
Okay. I don't have – titles are hard for me, Scott. I can never quite come up with
one. So that right now you might ask the writers group, can you help me with a title?
They do often make good suggestions.
Okay. Well, let's just throw it out to our listeners right now, Juno Afternoon.
Okay.
You can write us a title, Juno Afternoon at KTOO.org, and I'll pass it on to you, Mary Lou.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Here we go.
God wears extra tufts as she walks the wetlands to check on Canada geese, resting after their long flight. Her blue jeans are damp from the light rain, but it doesn't bother her. The muddy trail passes a cottonwood tree, shedding butter-yellow leaves, forming a circle beneath. She raises her binocs, adjusts the distance, and inspects the tired birds. Satisfied, she turns up her collar against a cold wind from the river, starts back along the trail to her old F-150, her chariot waiting for her in the parking lot.
All right, listeners of Juno Afternoon, we need a title for that poem. Send it to us at junoafternoon@ktoo.org, and I will pass it on to Mary Lou. Mary Lou and Richard, if somebody wants to join your group, what's the best way to do that?
Well, as Woody Allen says, show up.
All right. First and third Wednesday of every month, is that right?
Yes.
What time?
5 in the afternoon to 7.
Okay. And I think you alluded to this earlier. Work is optional, or how's that all?
Well, we would encourage people who've never joined us to just come and check us out. But if you have some work that you want to share with us, we'd love to hear it.
Okay.
We'd love to see it.
I think I saw that you all had a writer's event recently. Is that right?
We have one coming up.
Okay, great. When is it?
Wednesday, which is the 17th, at the City Museum, which is at 4th and Main. we will be reading our winter work, I guess we call it that, and sharing our work with the public from that'll be from 5 to 7, and I know it's an awkward time, but we will have snacks to tide you over till you can get to dinner, and love to have everyone come who is interested in poetry. This is Poetry Month.
All right. About how many people are in the group right now?
Well, it varies, of course, but what would you say, Richard?
I'd say, you know, we range from 6 to 10. Once we get up to 10, it gets it's almost too many because the way it works, a person reads and then gets the critique. And so, you know, a person gets allotted 10 or 15 minutes at the most. So and somebody, often me, sort of chairs to keep things moving because, you know, it's fairly easy to get off on tangents. But between 6 and 10 is a good, healthy number.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. If you're just tuning in, we've been speaking with Richard Stokes and Mary Lou Spartz about the Byrne Thompson Writers Group. You can meet them this Wednesday at the Juno Douglas City Museum from 5 to 7 p.m. and their friends and colleagues and hear all of the work that they've been working on this winter. Mary Lou, earlier when I was speaking with Pam Houston, I asked her for writer's advice. Thinking of our listeners out there right now, what's advice you like to give writers?
Well, we all have our bent, of course, but I think that to be clear, I think is the most important thing that I like to strive for. We use the world is just full of words, and most of them are big and long and awkward, and we don't know what they mean, but we use them anyway. So if you take a look at a word and think, well, maybe I don't quite know what that means. I know what it means, but do you know what it means? Then you have to decide how to clarify it, how to make it easy. I'm not saying it's simple, but it has to be acceptable on a plane that permits everybody to understand what you're saying.
Richard, how about you?
Well, I think writing is – I think just the doing is the main thing. And I think so many people get hung up on trying to do it right, perfect the first time. And it's very intimidating. And so I think the secret is just to get it out, get it down on paper, and then begin a long fiddling process of revisions. I think the first – serious poem I wrote was in March of 1976, and I'm still trying to publish this poem. And I, so it's the fiddling process is worth it.
And probably don't fear rejection, right?
Well, you know, it's right. You do have to get past the fear. I mean, it's not as much fun as acceptance, but.
I have an entire sort of board in my office at home of rejection letters. It's been fun speaking with both of you. Meet Richard Stokes, Mary Lou Spartz, and the rest of the Byrne Thompson Writers Group this Wednesday, 5 p.m. at the Juno Douglas City Museum. Thanks, you two, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.